Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because Donna Finn's back in the building, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. Donna is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of ours, a significant and long-tenured contributor to Inc. magazine. She's been writing for them and has been a professional journalist for a long time. Started when she was in elementary school, and she's the author of a book called Alpha Dogs, which I've told you about for many years. And her new book is called Upstarts: How Gen Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World. She's our good friend Donna Finn. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
I not only did you do a good job, Donna, with the content, the information here, I think is going to be make this a landmark book, a watershed book. But I like the architecture of the book. You know, business books should have lots of sections and subcategories and to help people navigate it. And because you don't read a business book from cover to cover typically like you would, you know, a novel or something.
Right.
And so this is a very handy book, the way you produced it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I like to think you can sort of open it up and
anywhere.
You know, if you don't want to read an entire chapter, you can probably just get something out of reading a couple of sections.
Exactly.
Or going to the back of each chapter and taking a look at the tips.
Right. Exactly.
That's always the hardest part of writing a book, as you know, is the architecture and the structure of it, not the content. So I'm glad you liked what we did. Thank
well,
you.
I do, and of course you had told me about it over the last year, couple of years, and I knew it was coming. It was going to be good. Donna, one of the things in a white paper recently, I wrote that three things that were going to be changing the marketplace significantly, especially with regard to how we work with customers, how we connect with customers, one of them is going to be technology. The second is the adoption of social media as a way of communicating. And three, the generational impacts, the generational waves. And you cover really all three of those things in this book.
Well, and they're all connected.
That's exactly right. But people in my generation, the baby boomers, I'm not sure that business owners and that a lot of business owners in the baby boomer generation are ready for the impact that Gen Y is already having and will have to a much greater degree every day that goes by. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think you're absolutely right, and I think there's a lot of sort of fear and pushback. I mean, they don't really understand what this generation is about. And I would say that's probably even more true of people who are a little bit younger. I actually find that baby boomers connect better with Gen Y than Gen Y connects with Gen X, and that's because...
Wow. That's a rumble we haven't talked about.
Well, but, you know, we're their parents. You know, when you think about it, you know, we raised these kids, and so I honestly think that... you know, that if you talk to somebody in their 50s about how these kids are using social media and technology and sort of their whole outlook on life, you know, you get a lot more nods than you do when you talk about it to people who maybe are in their late 30s or 40s. It's just we connect better. And this generation, we've talked about this before, I think by and large has much closer relationships with their parents.
Very interesting.
Than we did. And I think are more... And the thing I love about them is they're not a don't trust anybody over 30 generation at all.
Mm-hmm.
They want that interaction with older generations. They want the advice. This is one of the things that I found when I wrote the book, is that these kids are hungry to learn what they don't know.
Who are these? Who are these kids? What are their ages? What is the generation?
We've gone back and forth about this a lot, but I sort of, you know, Don Tapscott's Grown Up Digital is sort of my Bible when it comes to these this time frame, and he basically says starting 1977 to, you know, whatever mid 90s or when it ends, who knows? I'm more concerned about where it starts, and so I.
Well, does that leave a What happens before 77? I'm just curious because I thought...
That's X. That's Generation X.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's
X. So Gen Y for me starts in 1977, and that means that there are people in my book who are, you know, who are 30 or 31, essentially.
Yeah.
Who are 31.
That's the oldest. That's the oldest group.
That's the oldest would be
32 30. Or so. Yeah.
Right.
And so then we got Gen Y. But you're saying that Gen Y basically ends...
Mid 1994, people sort of argue back and forth about when the next generation starts. But,
right.
You know, when I'm talking about Gen Y business owners, although I'll tell you something, we have more and more, we see, like, I'll just give you a little hint. There is somebody who's, like, under the age of 16 on Inc.'s 30 under 30 list.
Wow.
This year. I probably shouldn't leak that information, but it's, you know, it's true.
We scooped it on the Small Business Advocate show. We do that all the time. Hey, Donna, so we're talking about people who are, you know, between 20, 18, 19, and, mm-hmm. and 32. So one of the things for a lot of people, a lot of small businesses, that generation might not be a high percentage of our customers, but they're becoming a high percentage of our employees, aren't they?
Yeah, and they are going to become a much larger percentage of your customers if you know how to serve them. Because if you don't, they'll go somewhere else. And yes, they are becoming they're making a huge impact in the workplace, and you hear a lot of rumbling about that, about how difficult they are to employ, and you know how different they are, and yeah, you hear a lot of kids.
Right. Well, you know, Donna, one of the things I've noticed is am I noticing that the period of time that a generation is defined is getting compressed? We used to think of a generation as 20 years. You know, the boomer generation is a full 20, you know, just almost a full 20 years.
Yeah, that's actually, I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, think about this.
I think you're right.
If you look at the timeline, you've compressed, you know, the Gen Y, and then Gen X is really compressed.
Right. No, I think Gen Y is, I compress, Gen Y goes down into the teens. You know, they're like much younger than 18. They're start in their teens. You know, that could be. You'd have to ask a demographer about that.
Yeah.
But I think I don't know if
my reason for asking is just and I wonder if the technology and the way society is moving so much faster, if that's what's causing, you know, the compression of these generations.
I don't know. That's not my field, but that was my first reaction when you mentioned that,
mm-hmm.
is that I just think that the speed of change is so fast, and the experiences, even from people who are 10 years younger or 10 years older, is so vastly different.
Right.
That, you know, maybe it makes sense to...
The book is called Upstarts, How Gen Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Donna Finn, the author, right after these messages, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can read or listen to. Ask a question. Get answers. Check out my blog. Subscribe to my newsletter. Check out our Brain Trust members like our good friend Donna Finn, who's with us right now. And all that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Donna is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, contributing editor to Inc. magazine, the author of a number of books, including her new book, Upstarts, How Gen Y Entrepreneurs Are Rocking the World. Donna, how are they rocking the world? I mean, what is it about this Gen Y group, these people who are primarily in their 20s, what is it about these people when they become entrepreneurs? How are they changing things?
Well, I mean, I think they approach business in a very different way. The first chapter in my book is all about collaboration, and I think that's the big element of this generation that informs just about everything else that they do. They are a highly collaborative generation. They're used to teamwork, and that started, you know, at Pee Wee Soccer and the Group Science Project and, you know, way up into college. They like working in teams. They're a very social generation. And so, you know, they play well in the sandbox with other people. That's a very good trait to have when you're starting a business.
Does that is a good trait to have, But do they have any trouble pulling the trigger? You know, when you sometimes if you're that much of a collaborator, you know, I wonder if that contributes to not being able to pull the trigger and take the first step.
Oh, I don't think so. I think they want to pull the trigger really fast.
Yeah.
The other thing is that they're very impatient. They don't. I mean, one of the problems they have working with big corporations is that things take so long to get done. So, I mean, they like things to happen quickly, and so they're reaching out to all sorts of resources that are available now to them that weren't available to older entrepreneurs, and that can be anything from, you know, your parents are letting you live in the basement and sleep on the futon for a few months while you're starting your company, to I'm tapping professors at my college to, help me get started taking an entrepreneurship course, maybe tapping professors for investment, signing on my fellow classmates or my roommate as a business partner.
Mm-hmm.
I had a panel in New York with three of the people in the book a couple of nights ago, and it was fantastic. And one of the kids, he's 23, so I can call him a kid, has a company called Unigo, which is a college, people go there to sort of get information on colleges. And, when he was starting his company, he sent out, hundreds of emails to alumni at Wesleyan, because he went to Wesleyan, basically saying, I have this idea for a business. Will you have lunch with me? I want your advice. So he just put it out there. And bottom line was, he got great advice, and he ended up getting some venture capital.
It's amazing how these kids, as you say, have learned how to leverage technology, and not just for their business model, but to make things happen with other people.
Right, that's it. And it's I think the people do talk about how this is the big, this is the born digital, the grown up digital generation,
yep.
and their
yep.
technologies like the air that they
the
breathe.
Digital natives.
Right, but I think it's really important to understand that it's not just these kids tootling around with their computers in their
mm-hmm.
bedrooms. This is them using technology to connect. So they're using technology to create community, to sort of reach out to the wider world in a way that makes it very comfortable for them to gather information and to network and to connect with and to get ideas from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Donna,
one of the things I think we ought to point out, and I know your book is about the entrepreneurs, but I don't know if the Gen Y group have any greater propensity to want to take a risk than the baby boomer or the Gen X's did. A lot of people want to take risks, but some people want to take risks with your money, meaning
yeah.
they want to be an employee. And
right.
so my point is that I encourage my audience to take advantage of this generation as employees. Let them be entrepreneurial employees for you. Let them take risks with your money, but they're bringing tools to the marketplace at their age, Donna, that I didn't have when I was their age.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But, I mean, I think that the thing that people have to remember when they're employing this generation is you can't just hire them and say, go off in the cubicle and do this project and we'll see you in a month.
Right.
They need more checking in than most generations.
Why?
Because I think that's what they're used to. I think they grew up being sort of, highly scheduled.
Do they need feedback?
Do they need feedback.
Do they need stroking? Do they need to be praised?
Yes, they don't want you interfering and they don't want you micromanaging, but I think they really do need frequent checking in.
So this is the everybody gets a trophy generation, isn't it?
Well, it's the everybody gets a trophy generation, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like that whole thing ends in fifth grade for most kids.
No, but I mean, what I mean though is what you're saying about needing to be, to be checked in on. That reminds me of that.
Right, exactly. That's true. So I mean, and frequent feedback is not a bad thing for any generation.
Right.
I mean, some people don't need it. Some people want to be left alone. Some people want to be, I want to be told to go write a book and I'll see you in six
yeah,
months.
Exactly.
I'm fine with that.
Right.
I've
got to wrap it up. Give us the website where we can find your book.
Okay, it's DonnaFenn.com or UpstartsRock.com.
And it's available wherever books are sold.
Great. Yep.
Upstarts, how Gen Y entrepreneurs are rocking the world. You're going to come back and do some more of these with us and talk some more about the book, aren't you?
Anytime you want.
Thanks, Donna. Good to see you. Talk to you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.